It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Week Courses. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Weeky Corner, continuing our theme week, five fearless females?
Yes, so we are smack dab in the middle of our theme week.
Yes.
And our third, not our fourth, like you said, our third fearless female is Beulah Louise Henry.
Beulah?
Beulah.
Okay.
It's a great name.
Yeah,
it's a name that you don't hear much anymore.
You don't. It's a shame.
It is.
It's a power name.
So Beulah.
Beulah.
She was an American inventor, and in the 1930s, she was given the nickname Lady Edison.
Oh, okay.
For her many inventions.
Okay.
According to the Journal of the Patent Office Society, which just sounds like a thrilling publication,
mm-hmm.
in 1937, she was known as America's leading feminine inventor.
Oh, a feminine inventor. Wow, well, that sounds
famed
lovely.
For being a prolific inventor, Henry patented a wide number of products and innovations designed to improve daily life. Very practical items.
Good.
Her work was so well known and respected that as of 1937, she had a whole museum exhibit dedicated to her in Osaka, Japan.
In Osaka, Japan?
Yeah, which was seen as an inspiration to aspiring female Japanese inventors.
Where is she from?
She's from here. She was born in Raleigh, North Carolina.
She was born in Raleigh,
yeah,
North Carolina, but they had a museum for her in Japan.
And that's how big of a deal she was.
That's a big deal, yeah.
So like many great inventors, Beulah was not only a creative child, but an inquisitive one, too. She enjoyed painting and music, but her favorite hobby was to point out things that she saw wrong and mention changes or innovations that could be made to improve them.
Okay, so I sit here and I hear that quality in Beulah, and I think that's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
And then I think about her poor parents. And I think if you have a child that's inquisitive, those poor people
must
have been worn down.
Right, right.
Broken spirits.
One of her first ideas for an invention was a mechanical hat tipper that would tip a man's hat automatically when he greeted someone.
That's a wonderful
idea. That's a great idea.
And something that should be brought
right?
either back or... Well, she didn't do it.
No, she was only a little kid at that time.
Just make it happen.
At 9 years old, she's noted to have begun drawing sketches of inventions. And by 1912, at the age of 25, she had her very first patent for an ice cream freezer.
Ice cream freezer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Beulah.
So she moved to New York City by 1924, where she founded not one, but two companies. She also served as a consultant for many companies that manufactured her inventions. She lived in New York hotels, belonged to a variety of scientific societies, and never married.
Oh, okay. She was
a gal about town.
A lifelong bachelorette, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
So unique from most inventors of the time, her inventions did not always follow the same theme or category. One focus she had in terms of inventions was quality of life improving products for women.
Okay.
For instance, she invented a hair curler, vanity case, and a rubber sponge soap holder.
Wonderful
things.
So
it was a sponge that had soap inside it, what a great idea.
That is a great idea.
One of her more prominent inventions, now this is something I could get behind if I was around back then.
Yeah.
One of her more prominent inventions was a snap-on parasol, which would allow women to change the pattern on their parasol to match their outfit without needing to buy an entirely new parasol.
It's a genius
that
idea.
She was like ahead of her time with that because now they have like shoes that you can do that with and different things like that.
If she'd been around during the whole COVID mess, she would have completely have revolutionized the whole mask thing.
Totally.
I have every confidence in Beulah.
One of her most famous inventions was the first bobbinless sewing machine.
Oh, okay.
Now, it eliminated the need to replace bobbins while also creating a stronger stitch in half the time.
Oh.
This invention allowed seamstresses to do larger loads and take on more jobs by eliminating time unnecessarily spent on fixing and untangling threads twisted by the bobbin.
There you go.
And this invention is still used, although it is adapted for modern times and it is primarily used in factories.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Beulah.
So Beulah didn't have any education in engineering, which made her more creative when it came to solutions. She wasn't restricted by what was technically possible, but she focused on what could be. The design would generally come to her fully formed in her head, but because she didn't have any education in engineering, she had someone else make the product for her. Except the hat tipper, right. So she had over 110 inventions to her name by the time she passed away in 1973. At the time of her registering her patents, only 2% were registered by women. So she was like a big innovator, big time.
Okay.
So she was truly impressive in her particular field and era and is still considered one of the most successful female inventors of all time. And she was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2006.
Good for her. And you said she passed away in 1973?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Not that long ago, but I know you're going to do the math on it, and you'll tell me it's 50, almost 50 years ago. So didn't feel like that long ago, though,
it
you know?
No.
Time. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Beulah Louise Henry, did you?
Yeah. So since one of her more famous inventions was that bobbinless sewing machine.
Oh, yes.
I thought we would play Silver Threads and Golden Needles
right.
by the Springfields.
Wonderful. Sarah, we'll do that right now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My favorite song about sewing, the Springfields and Silver Threads, Golden Needles. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record right now?
Because we were talking about Beulah Louise Henry, who is a big-time American inventor, and she invented a bobbinless sewing machine.
Beulah.
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 Mm-hmm. That's you were going to do that.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I had a feeling.
I just now thought of it. You should have told me I was going to do that.
Yeah.
Could have done it sooner. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quote. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. She was nicknamed Lady Edison.
At the time, only 2% of patents were registered to women.
And she had over 110 inventions to her name at the time of her death.
Beulah.
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 Good old Beulah.
I love how she was born in Raleigh, North Carolina, but the museum honoring her is in Japan.
Well, just an exhibit dedicated to her, not the entire museum.
Oh, well, they should expand that exhibit to be the whole museum then.
Yeah.
Take that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, but nothing in Raleigh about her? What's Raleigh got going on? Come on, celebrate Beulah, everybody.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Beulah Louise Henry, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com on the homepage. There's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We were talking about dress codes around the office. If somebody did invent that hat tipper, I think we could see a real resurgence of people getting dressed up.
Is it like a big deal to like tip your hat though yourself?
What is it? What?
Was it a big deal like to just do it yourself?
No, but you probably forget sometimes. You don't want to forget. What would you do? You'd have to trigger it
somehow.
I know.
Would you have like a button, like a thing in your hand that you would like click
It
would like, tip your hat?
I don't know. You're ringing in on Jeopardy and your hat just flips.
Exactly.
Up.
I don't know.
I love that. I love it. Did you have anything to do with the squirting flower out of your pocket?
Oh, you know what?
Because that seems like
know.
Those two things would be kissing cousins.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, right. I don't think she mentioned that.
No. All right. Fresh episode tomorrow as we continue our theme week into episode 4, as I mentioned earlier, 5 Fearless Females.
Yes.
All right. Back here tomorrow. Ed Smith with traffic forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. That's on the way. We'll talk summer nights. We won't talk summer nights. We'll listen to summer nights from Olivia Newton-John. Pete Townsend on the way too on Legends 102.7.